Prisoners in Alabama will be in federal court today. They are arguing that their state does not provide constitutionally adequate mental health care for the incarcerated. This class action lawsuit comes as the U.S. Justice Department is conducting a civil rights investigation into Alabama's prison system, which is chronically crowded and understaffed. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
The Alabama inmates are suing over a lack of mental health treatment. They argue the state provides little other than medication and that sometimes prisoners are forced to take it against their will. The federal class action lawsuit alleges the conditions are dangerous, discriminatory, and amount to cruel and unusual punishment. It's inhumane, says attorney Maria Morris with the Southern Poverty Law Center, which represents some of the inmates.
There's really just nothing that comports with anything like what we as a civilized people in the 21st century would expect to see as far as the way we're treating people.
For instance, Morris says one severely mentally ill plaintiff spends most of his days in a suicide watch cell.
He is spending 23 hours a day or more locked up in a cell, getting no counseling, and that's their highest level of care that they can give him.
The trial that starts today is part of a larger lawsuit that also accuses the state of denying inmates basic medical care. That issue will come to court early next year. Morris says there's a root problem.
Alabama can't afford to provide constitutionally adequate services for the number of prisoners that it currently incarcerates.
Alabama's prisons are some of the most crowded in the country. The lockups are pushing double capacity with staffing levels that are half what they should be. For example, the state has just 21 doctors for more than 23,000 prisoners. Escalating violence is drawing scrutiny from the U.S. Justice Department. A new civil rights probe is looking at whether prisoners are safe from physical harm and sexual abuse at the hands of both other prisoners and guards. Earlier this year, a warden and guard were stabbed during an uprising at Holman Prison, the maximum security facility that houses Alabama's death row. Another guard was stabbed to death by an inmate in a mess hall. The Department of Corrections won't comment on the litigation, but state leaders know there's a crisis at hand.
We acknowledge it and realize it's about to be an issue, so we're going to have to deal with it.
Republican State Senator Cam Ward chairs the Prison Oversight Committee and has helped push sentencing reforms in recent years. But he says that alone can't help unless there's political will to invest in updating Alabama's antiquated prison system.
It's not politically popular. No one goes home to campaign and say, by the way, keep me as your senator or House member because I'm going to fix the prisons. No one likes doing it. But that being said, I think we're in a position now where we really don't have a choice.
Ward expects a Montgomery federal judge to rule against the state in the mental health care lawsuit. He says the state is on a path to receivership, a costly court takeover of the system, which happened back in the 1970s. More importantly, he says, it's a matter of following the U.S. Constitution.
We consistently talk about the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, and we just ignore the Eighth Amendment, which is cruel and unusual punishment. So we're going to have to address that.
While testimony gets underway in the federal class action lawsuit, Alabama Governor Robert Bentley is pushing state lawmakers to approve a massive new prison building program. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.